In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's getting closer to midnight. I try to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Guess what? This will be the last time we speak before Christmas. Next time we speak to you, Christmas is going to be well and truly over. What the fuck? To be fair, it will be Boxing Day next time we speak. Oh, that means I'm going to have to think about when I film that episode, actually. I only just realised that. Six more sleeps, guys. Six more sleeps until Christmas. I feel like there was no build-up this year. I don't know if it's just me, but normally, like, this Christmas period, I'm just eating it up. Like, normally, I am feeling festive from the 1st of November. And to be fair, I started my Christmas shopping early. Like, I feel like I should have felt more festive, and I just don't. And I don't really know why. Like, normally, I've got Christmas PJs on. I've been going to all the Christmas markets, you know. I'm watching Vlogmas. But I don't know. There's something in the air that I don't know if it's just me, but it doesn't feel too festive. Like I said last week, guys, I feel so overwhelmed. Like, my schedule, it's not even that busy, but it feels so hectic. Like, today, for example, today, I had to wake up this morning. First thing I had to do was have a bath and scrub off my fake tan. And then I had to reapply fake tan. And then my sister picked me up and we went to a garden centre and we made some desserts with the kids. Like, it was kind of fun. And then I had to make sure I'm packed because I'm going to London tomorrow. And then I had to go to my dad's because it's his birthday today. Shout out, Dad. Not that he listens to this, which I'm kind of glad about, not going to lie. And then I've come home and I'm like, I've got a podcast. I've just managed to eat. I've got a podcast. And tomorrow I'm getting up at the crack of dawn, literally the crack of dawn. And I'm going straight to London. I've got an event tomorrow night. It's my management's Christmas party. And I'm really excited, but oh my God, am I nervous. I've never met anyone in my management. Like, I've met a couple of people on the team. Sorry, my voice is a bit, don't I mean? I just had a bit of gravy in my dinner. That's probably why. Ew, why does that sound gross? Like, when I tell you that's the reason. Gravy. Ooh, love a bit of gravy though, to be honest. My food swims in gravy, literally like the ocean on my plate. But anyway, yeah, so I've met a couple of people on the team, but I've never met like any of the other talent. So I'm kind of nerve. And you can't bring any plus ones. This will be not only the first event I'm going to alone. God, sorry. Let me clear my throat. Oh, she's not sounding too healthy. Yeah, not only the first event I'm going to alone, but I haven't actually been to that many events because of, you know, it's a little bit of anxiety. But whatever. So yeah, I'm so scared, but I'll be fine. It'll be so fun. Like, I know when I'm there, I'm going to be fine. It's the thought of something that's worse than what it actually is, you know. Like, you think you're going to be this like awkward, shy mess that's like, hello, can I hang out with you? My name's Leah. I'm really irrelevant. Do you know what I mean? That's how it feels. It's like proper imposter syndrome. But yeah, I am looking forward to it at the same time, because also the following day I am going to Winter Wonderland. I've got to do a bit of shopping in the daytime, not for Christmas presents. There's just a couple of bits I need. And then we're going to Winter Wonderland in the evening. And then the next day, I'm heading over to my auntie's because she's coming back down to Somerset for Christmas. So we're jumping in with her because it just works out perfectly. And then we get the most fun drive ever. And we can be like, driving home for Christmas. And then it will be like the 21st. What will the date be? I think the 21st. Anyway, yeah, the 21st. And I've got then the next day, I'll be like, right, we need to go out and get any food that we haven't got, make sure everything's wrapped, you know, make sure we're ready to go, ready for the big day, you know, make sure Santa and his elves are all ready, you know, anything I can do, any help, whatever. So it just feels like everything right now, even though like today, all I really did was have a bath, fake tan, hang out with my sister and pop and see my dad. It's like, oh my God, right, I need to get up. I need to make sure I'm tanned by this time. My sister's picking me up at this time. And then I've got to be ready and packed to go around my dad's at this time. Then I've got to make sure I get my podcast done tonight. I've also got to feed myself in between all of this. And it's not like big things. It's just like, oh my God, there's just not enough hours in the day, right? Speaking of, I cannot tell you guys, I am more excited for the EastEnders Christmas Day special than Christmas itself. I cannot explain to you how into EastEnders I am right now. I'm just in my EastEnders era. I've not watched EastEnders for about 5 to 7 years. And then recently, not even that recent, it's been quite a few months now, I've just been watching it because my mum watches it. And then I'll do that thing where I'll ask her loads of questions like, what? Phil's with Kat now? I thought Kat was with Alfie. I thought Phil was with Sharon. And like, I ask all these questions and she gets sick of me and she goes, Leah, if you want to know what's going on in the fucking show, just watch the fucking show. So then I was like, okay, fine. Because I am low-key kind of into this. And then that's how I got back into it because my mum was watching it and I had all these questions. So then I started watching it. Not alone. I feel like watching EastEnders alone would be a different level. Like if you're watching it in the daytime on catch up. Although my friend Summer, like she will wake up in the morning and watch 5 episodes because she's behind. Like she's binging EastEnders. That's crazy. But anyway, I'm so into it. Like it's just so crazy right now. Like who's going to die on Christmas Day? Who's the killer? I'm so into it. I love Sookie. I love Stacey. I love so many people, so many characters. The acting is just really up there at the moment with some top Hollywood actors. You know, it's just amazing. It's just given. So honestly, if you can relate, because I know I'm on EastEnders TikTok now and there's so many people, because I thought it was like a middle age to old age kind of thing. Like EastEnders, like watching a soap, like it's like what your mums watch. Turns out people our age watch it too. And like people all over TikTok, they're like me when somebody tries to speak on the Christmas Day special. It's like, shut up woman. And it's like, oh, it's just honestly, if you know, you know. If you are like me and you're just living for it at the moment, how excited are you? I put it on my story the other day, like, who do you think's getting killed, who was it? I'm so into it, guys. If you don't watch it, that must be so annoying that I've rambled on about it for about 5 minutes. Sorry babes. But anyway, yeah, this will be the last time we speak until Christmas is over. How depressing is that? Like when you think about it, we spend hundreds of pounds or whatever, you know, whatever we spend. And it's all this massive build up and we go to all these Christmas parties and Winter Wonderland and Christmas markets and we're shopping and shopping and shopping and shopping every day. Shopping, 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 shopping. All of a sudden it's like, done. And then you're just depressed until March. That's just me anyway. I am. God, I really struggle. January, February, guys, just get ready for me to be like, hey guys, it's January. It's really cold and really dark. And I'm so depressed. Because seriously, I really struggle with it. But I'll be okay. Honestly, oh, EastEnders, I'm so ready for it. Okay, I'm going to shut up about EastEnders now because I know a lot of you won't watch it and it'll be really annoying. Okay, guys, why did I say it like that? Okay, guys. Okay, so this episode going to be the usual Tuesday. I've got a weekly debate that is inspired by one of our dilemmas, which we love. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I really, 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 really appreciate that you took the time out of your day to listen to this episode. I love you and I appreciate you so much. So without further ado, is it further or do or further ado? Either way, don't really know what it means. If you actually think about it, what does that mean without further ado? Huh? Do you know one habit Jamie has, right? He always messes phrases up just a little bit wrong. He does it all the time. Like, he'll be like, it's not the end all or be all. And it's so hard. Listen, I'm one thing I've noticed about myself is I have such an ugly trait that I really hate. And it's that I have to correct somebody if they do something like that. Like, not in like a, it's actually be all or end all. Like, not in a way like that. I'll just be like, be all or end all. You mean be all or end all, but whatever. Like, and I do it all the time, and I've already noticed it, and I noticed it a while ago, and I've really tried to get better at it. My nephew does it all the time. Like, I think it's just a little twat thing to do, and I realise I'm a bit of a little twat. Like, my nephew will say to my mum, no, my mum will say to my nephew, like, oh, what are you going to do when you get home? Play on your PlayStation. And he'll be like, Xbox, you mean? You mean Xbox? Because he has an Xbox. And every time my mum's like, oh my God, you know what I mean? Just say yes or no. And when I realised he does it, I was like, that is so annoying. And I do that. And it's so annoying. So, yeah, I've stopped doing that, I feel like. But I'm dying inside sometimes. Sometimes, like, it's not the end all or be all. I'm literally like, so bad. I just want to be like, be all or end all. Do you know what I mean? It's so annoying. Like, well, you're such a know-it-all. Like, fuck off, Leah. Do you know what I mean? You know nothing. All right, guys. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So, my question for you this week, as I did mention earlier, it is inspired by one of our dilemmas today. So, it says, your partner wants to get your names tattooed on each other. Are you down? Okay, so your boyfriend or girlfriend has come to you and said, babe, I really feel like we should get each other's names tattooed. Are you okay? Or is it, what the fuck, darling? Okay, not gonna happen. Let's have a little look. Someone just says, lol, no, absolutely not. 100% wouldn't be with them if I didn't think he was the one. Not until we're married. The relationship needs to be as permanent as the tattoo. Oh, I like it. Absolutely not. No bumper stickers on a Bentley, babes. Wow, you know Kim actually has a tattoo. Because, by the way, if any, I didn't actually mention, that is a famous Kim Kardashian quote. And she actually has a tattoo on the inside of her lip. Which, I don't even remember what it says, but pretty crazy. Names, no. Initial, I'd consider, or a symbol, absolutely not. I would do initial, but not a full name. I could never, no matter what, I just couldn't. I wouldn't even get my kids' names. Love him, though. if I've been with them a year plus, then I'd get their initial at least. A year? No, that's crazy to me. A year? Like, I would never get a name. I just wouldn't. I would never get a name because even if we'd been together 100 years, you are my absolute soulmate. We've got kids, we've got the rings, we've got the house, we've got it all, you know, we're for life. Even if that was the case, I just don't want a name on me. Like, I would like it. Do you know what I mean? It feels a little bit like I've been branded, you know? Initial, I think is kind of cute. You know, we can do an initial, but 1 year, if I've been with them a year plus, not for me personally, because I've been in a 4-year relationship and an almost 3-year relationship. So for me, a year is not enough time. To each their own, though, of course. I would defo get matching tattoos or ones dedicated to each other, but not names. Yeah, okay, yeah, I can get on board with that. Absolutely not. Maybe something else, but no names. No, I've nearly done this about 15 times. Oh my God, that's the thing. Like, if you had nearly got it and then you broke up, like, imagine you'd be like, oh, thank fuck I didn't get that tattoo. Imagine. Okay. Hell no, I have so many tattoos, but this is a dangerous game to play. Get a symbol instead. Yeah, that's cute. Somebody says, if I'm honest, I think it's just tacky. Well, yeah, to each their own, as I said. On the feet, yes, because they come off. Do they? Oh, I did not know that. Not an initial or name, but a symbol or object for sure. Mm-hmm. He can get mine, that's it. You're like, yeah, yeah, you do it first, just so I know you're serious. And then, like, I'll get mine. And it just never happens. Yeah, cover-ups are good these days, YOLO. That is true. My bestie's ex got her initial on his wrist and then they broke up the day after. Okay, it's a curse. Oh, wow. Imagine your partner had their ex's name tattooed. Imagine. Oh, I'll pick that out myself. Okay. I'd get matching tattoos, but not names. Absolutely not. I have a matching tattoo with a bestie, but never a partner or their name. Well, interesting fact. I have the worst tattoo you've ever seen, but I have a heart tattoo on my wrist. It's absolutely dreadful. The guy that did it, bear in mind, I was like 16. So that's so illegal that he even did that. And I went in there with my friend. And we were like, we just want little hearts on our wrist. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Come sit down. Bear in mind, I never had a tattoo before and I was an actual child, and he didn't even use a stencil or anything. He just freehandly, that doesn't make sense. He just drew it freehand and I shit myself as I felt the first bit and I jogged and it like was made a little squiggly line, and he did not recover it well. Like, he just made one half of the heart very thick and the other half normal. I was like, okay. And it scarred really bad. It's almost like he pressed so deep with the needle. But yeah, anyway, the point of the story is the friend that I got that matching tattoo with, like, we don't even speak. Nothing bad happened. Like, we didn't fall out. We just lost touch. But yeah, I mean, we're bonded for life with that tattoo, I guess. For sure, depends on how long you've been together. No, nothing against him. I just feel like if the relationship ended, I'd feel embarrassed. Not his name, but I have his birth flower. What's a birth flower? Oh my God. Googles immediately. August. Wait, how do you do it? Is it like a, is it just the month? Let's have a look. August birth flower. It's a gladius and a poppy. August has two birth month flowers. Gladiolus and the poppy. Okay. I mean, pretty. Oh, they're pretty. Oh, they're actually so pretty. Okay, anyway, shut up, Leo. God, make it about me again. No, be down to get something the same, but no names or dates. Absolutely not. Never. No, absolutely not. I don't doubt our relationship, but it's so tacky, not going to lie. Nope, I would never get a name. Something symbolic I would consider, but only when we're married. Something meaningful, yes, but not names. Yes, but it must be tasteful. Small and discreet, nothing tacky. Not without a baby and ring. Names are tacky, but there's always cover-up, so maybe initials or a matching tat. I love how it's like, when we're getting these partner tattoos, we're already thinking in my mind, how easy is this going to be to cover? It can't be a good sign, can it? I'll keep it small just in case, you know? Not a name, but I wouldn't mind a matching tattoo for something meaningful between us. No, never, and for no one. Nope, it would feel like he needs to prove something, and I'm not a tattoo girly. Absolutely not. I'd get the letter, but only if it was the same letter as my dog's mood. And then you can be like, oh, it's M for Missy. Love it. Okay, interesting. So the majority vote is no and absolutely fucking not. So that's interesting. How many people do you know that have an ex or a current partner's name tattooed? Because I know one person and one person only, and it's a pretty big tattoo on her hip. And it's pretty large and in charge. So, but that's it. That's the only person I know that's ever done that. So, actually, do you want to know something crazy? Guys, this is crazy. I know somebody. She's not like a close friend of mine, but she's a close friend of a friend. She has her ex's name. Bearing in mind, she's now in a relationship with somebody new and have been together for a long time. So this tattoo is old. But when she was young, she got her ex's name tattooed on her puss. Yes. Can you imagine that? Every time he's gone down on her and you just got like Stephen. staring at you. I don't know the name. Imagine if it's Stephen. I hope not. But yeah, not anything against the name Stephen. I just mean I don't want to just out with the name. Okay. Yeah, how crazy is that though? Imagine that. Your girlfriend comes home and is like, surprise! And it's just tattooed on the purse. Wow. I mean, that is just you only live once energy, isn't it? All right, guys. Thank you so much for sending in your responses. Lovely debating with you all. Let's get into some dilemmas. Okay, everybody. So we actually have an update and I'm really excited to read this out to you. So it says, hey, my lovely Leah. Oh, I love that. I feel so special. Firstly, love, love, love the pod. Thank you for reading out my dilemma last week. I'm the girl who had or has wedding anxiety. Don't worry, I didn't expect you to be an expert, lol. I took your advice and sought out counselling for my anxiety. You hear this, guys? People listen to me. It's just, it makes me laugh. People listen to me. Well, you don't like listen to me, but like you consider what I say, which is lovely. You know, I guess that's the point in why I do it. Not like, oh, that sounded like I was like, yeah, as you should. That's the point. No, I didn't mean like that. I meant like, I guess that's the point in why I even suggest things, you know? Leah, just shut up. I have that thing where I just feel like I need to explain myself all the time. Okay. I've now come to realise my anxiety first stemmed from a conversation with my in-laws who offered to pay for our reception slash party. It all of a sudden felt so real after they mentioned our wedding day. I had two sessions with a counsellor, and even just getting my feelings out to somebody without bias or judgment has helped me so much. Yay! I'm so happy about that. And do you know what? I can get this about the conversation you had, because it's like, it might have been one of the first conversations about something real, you know, where it's like, I will pay for it. It's like, that is a real situation, a real circumstance. I'll pay for it. And that might have literally been the moment where it's hit you, where you're like, oh my God, I'm getting married. And to be honest, I imagine, like I said last time, I've never been a fiancé. To be honest, I'm glad at this current point in my life. But yeah, cannot relate. But I imagine that it's very common to be overwhelmed by that and have anxiety. I just do. You're like, oh my God, I'm getting married. Fucking hell. Am I actually going to do this? Am I crazy? You know? So, but I'm imagining from this that where you've had this conversation with the in-laws and it's give you that feeling of like, oh my fucking God, I'm getting married. Then because of that feeling, your brain like associates emotional memory. Do you know what I mean? So whenever somebody else has mentioned it to you, it's triggered that emotional memory of like, oh, just because you experienced it the first time, you know? So I get it. And I can see how that would happen. Okay, continuing on. I know this is a work in progress, but I think I'm starting to realize my anxiety stems from past relationships. Failing before we hit a milestone. Even though I would say this is my first serious relationship, my previous relationships have ended in heartache just before the 1 year mark, or I found out they were cheating. See, that's the thing. It's like, you're finally, do you know what it is? It's like, things are finally just not breaking down like they have previously. It's like, wait a minute. Surely things are going to start breaking down now, because that's what's happened in your experience. You're like, okay, when's the cheating going to happen? When's the heartbreak going to come? So your brain is like struggling to accept that you have something lovely this time. Do you know what I mean? Where are we? I also think I have huge imposter syndrome. We own a beautiful house. I have a very stable career, which I've worked so hard to progress in. Sometimes I feel like I don't deserve this. How did I find a nice guy? Will something go wrong? I need to enjoy this moment in life and live in the present day. Yeah, this is the thing. It makes so much sense. So 2024 is looking like my self-development and healing era before I become a whole wifey in 2025. I also did open up to my fiance about these feelings. He related. Oh, I bet that was such a relief. Or were you like, what do you fucking mean? You're like, I'm really nervous about getting married to you. And he's like, yeah, I'm nervous about getting married to you. And you're like, whoa, whoa, sir. Why? What do you mean? No, I'm kidding. That's a relief, isn't it? Of just like, oh, okay, well, we're in this together. He has come from a broken home where divorce is all he's known. So he assured me that this marriage is endgame and it's okay to be anxious. Oh, you know what? You have a lovely marriage. I mean, relationship, soon to be marriage. And yeah, you're so right. You just need to enjoy it, because just because things have gone badly before or ended in heartbreak before doesn't mean that this will. This is the time where things are just going to work out. And how amazing is that? God, I want to be sick now. I'm never this soppy. Sorry, it's a long one. Thank you for listening, babe. Sending you all my love. Hint, hint, Jamie, put a ring on it. Oh, not yet, babes. But yeah, take notes. Oh, I love that. I'm so happy for you. I'm so pleased you feel a little bit more seen and a bit more relieved, you know. I'm so pleased for you. I never say that. I'm so pleased. It's quite a nice thing to say. I'm going to start saying that more. Oh, I'm so pleased. That's lovely, isn't it? What a nice thing to say. Oh, I'm going to add that to my vocabulary. All right, guys. Next dilemma. Oh, sorry. Previous girl. I love you so much. And best of luck with all the counselling. Enjoy it. Soak it up. Any other things you want to talk about, get them off your chest, babe. Enjoy these moments, okay? I love you. I'm so proud of you. Okay. Next dilemma. Hey, girly. I have an issue with my current boyfriend of 3 years. A couple of months ago, he went to meet his friend at our local pub for a catch-up. But then he texts me saying his ex from high school works there. And instantly, I was anxious. So a bit of a backstory. Me and Jack have been together back and forth in our relationship for 3 years. We broke up last November and got back together in the March. During that time of our breakup, I was seeing somebody else, but nothing further. Continued as Jack, my ex at the time, reached out and we really missed each other, so we decided to slowly give it some time. Months went by and we were the best as ever been, so my relationship anxieties and worries started to fade away. Amazing, we're back on track. However, that night when he told me he was at the pub with his friend and his ex was working behind the bar has been really playing on my mind, as it wasn't just a quick exchange. It was him spending the full evening with her playing pool. Oh no, not the bending over the pool table. Sorry, I've made it worse. I'm making it worse. Okay. And having a drink together, and even waited for her to finish work, as she had told him her grandma had recently passed and he wanted to be there for her. Okay, you know what it's given? You know what it's given? Obviously, like, I'm sorry your grandma passed away, yeah? Like, obviously, it's like, I am. It is given that from you. But same. You're like, why do you have to confide in my ex, my boyfriend, your ex, I mean, you know. Okay. He told me all of this while he was with her and told me I was being selfish for feeling upset and confused. Fuck off. Disrespectfully, since there's a lack of respect around here. Fuck off. Well, sound like a horse then, fucking hell. For feeling upset and confused. A few hours had gone by and he messaged me telling me she had dropped him home in her car and that was it. You better walk. You better get walking next time, sweetheart. Or get a cab. Why the ex? Like, why has it got to be the ex? Do you know what I mean?
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay. And that was it. I can't help but think if there is something still there, as when we had broken up, he told me he invited her to his house and they spent the night together and shared a kiss. Right, well then, this is just not acceptable, is it? It's not innocent. Clearly fucking not innocent, is it? And even asked to take her on a date to which she had declined. Right, so if she had said yeah, where would we be now? Realistically, do you know what I mean? I just can't get this out of my head, and I'm left wondering what would have happened if she had been more interested that night they spoke at the pub. Please can you give me some advice on how to stop overplaying this in my mind, as I don't want any intrusive thoughts. All my love. Oh, I love you. Okay. Now that is difficult, because technically you weren't together when he's had this night where they've gone home and spent the night and had a little kiss. But the thing is if that line has been crossed, you are not just friends at this point. Like, you are showing me a lack of respect, because you're still together on this night. Sorry, hiccup. You're still together on this night at the pub. You're still together, right? That's what I'm assuming, looking back at this. But whilst you were separated, he spent the night with his ex and gave her a smooch. And now you're back together and he spent some time with her at the pub. So in my mind, in my personal opinion, that is not acceptable in terms of respect, because you've crossed the line. You're not just platonic friends because you spent the night together and you kissed. You even asked to take her on a date. These two may have even slept together, not to make you think worse, but you spent the night together. Let's hope that he is just telling you the truth and it was just a kiss. But either way, it doesn't really make a difference, because at that point you weren't together and that's that. What matters is that that happened, and then now that you're together, he's hanging out with her, and that completely shows a lack of respect to me, because you blurred those lines while we were separated. You know, it's not even just a case of, oh, it's your ex before me. It is your ex before me, and when we were split up for a short period, you went back to her, and now we're together again, and I've got to be okay with you two hanging out, playing pool together. She's fucking dropping you home. Like, what? In what world am I okay with that? Because I would like to live there. Because this is stress. Do you know what I mean? So, to be honest, the fact that he shut your feelings down says it all. Like, the fact that you can go to him and say, I feel upset about it. I feel anxious about it. You know, I'm overthinking it. I am. And he turns around and he's like, well, you're pathetic. Well, you're fucking pathetic, mate. Get away from me, to be honest. Like, even if, in his mind, he did nothing wrong, it is not difficult to say, okay, well, let's talk about this. Tell me how you feel. Tell me how I can make you feel better about this. Let me reassure you. You know, it's all well and good going, nothing happened. Nothing happened. She dropped me home. That was it. Like, it's all well and good. Like, she told me her grandma passed away. Like, I was being there for her. Yeah, but I'm telling you, I feel anxious about it. And you're telling me I'm selfish. You're telling me I'm selfish for being upset. Who am I affecting here? By being upset? Seriously, tell me, let me know. Because I feel like the only one that's actually suffering in this situation in any way, shape or form. So I believe, I don't know what you should do about it, but I do want to sit here and validate your feelings on it and say, regardless of how platonic that night was, how innocent it may have been. It could have been completely innocent. What I want to validate for you is that you are feeling anxious about it and upset and confused. And the fact that he shut that down speaks volumes, because even if he had done nothing with her that night and there was no flirting, it was purely platonic, it is not hard to hear somebody's feelings and accept them. I'm not accusing you of anything, mate. I'm not accusing you. I'm not suggesting that you're bullshitting me. I'm not suggesting that anything happened with her. I'm telling you, now that I know that you kissed her and you asked her on a date when we were on a break, it makes me feel anxious and upset. And to that, any person in their right mind should surely say, yeah, babe, I get that. I do get that. But let me reassure you that there was nothing in it and nothing genuinely happened. I can promise you that now. You're everything to me. But I do get how you feel, you know? That's not hard. So, yeah, like I said, I don't know what you should do about it. But, yeah, I do just want to validate your feelings on that. And maybe go to him in a conversation about this again and say, look, that night isn't really so much the problem at this point. It's the fact that you're shutting me down and not listening to me. I'm telling you, I feel anxious about it. I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm not saying anything bad happened that night. I'm not saying you did anything you shouldn't have done. I'm telling you how I feel about it. And your only job here is to make me feel better. That is all I'm asking. And you're not doing it. Instead, you're calling me selfish. And that's not nice. So maybe just talk to him about that, you know. But I love you and your feelings are valid. I would feel exactly the same. And yeah, that's my advice to you. I love you so much. I think you're amazing. And Merry Christmas, babe. Next dilemma. Okay, speaking of Christmas, Christmas dilemma. Hey girl, hope you're doing amazing. I hope you are as well. So my Christmas dilemma is more of like a holiday dilemma. How do I not cave into the guy I used to talk to, who will be coming back home for the holidays? I live at home and I know he's going to hit me up when he comes back, and I really want to stay strong and not meet up with him because he honestly didn't have any respect for me or interest in pursuing a relationship with me. Thank you for all that you do. Love you. Bye. Okay. So this is honestly giving like Hallmark Christmas movie. He's back home for the holidays. Like, okay, I think we make ourselves completely unavailable, unapproachable, unattainable, and unavailable. So he's blocked, to be honest. Like, it doesn't matter if he's like, what the fuck? Why is she fucking blocked me? Nothing even happened. I don't care. I don't care if you think that's dramatic. I don't care if you're confused. I don't want you to have access to me, because you've said here he shows no respect. He is not interested in a relationship, and you have something there for him that makes you cave. So in my personal opinion, I believe the best thing for you, because that's what's priority, especially right now, the best thing for you is we block. We do not allow him to access you. You are completely unavailable and he doesn't have access to you. That's my idea of a good approach, because you have listed here that he doesn't respect you and doesn't want anything from you. So what is the point? If the only thing that helps you, that stops you from, you know, not going there with him is just that thing, that feeling of like he's going to hit you up and you can't say no, let's not even allow him to hit you up, you know? Let's take back that control, take the power back. You can't even hit me up because I'm just not that interested in you. Sorry, babe. That's honestly short and sweet. That's what I have to say. He's blocked, reported, you know? All right. I love you so much, babe. You deserve peace and love. Okay. Peace. We choose peace. We choose block. Okay. I love you so much. Next dilemma. My boyfriend is wanting to get tattoos for each other. Okay. We're talking weekly debate. Okay. My boyfriend is wanting to get tattoos for each other, and I've told him that I only want to do that if we are married or at least engaged, because you know, anything can happen. I think he was a bit offended and he said that he would do it and commit to me. But I feel like you don't need a tattoo to show your commitment to your other half. Have people gotten tattoos with their boyfriend and regretted it? And do we think this is a reasonable thing for him to be mad about? Okay. Personally, I don't think you can be mad about that. No, I don't. And to be honest, play him the weekly debate to understand that you are not the only person in the world that does not want to do that. So I get it. If it's something that you really want, like he really wants to get tattoos of each other. And I get it that if you had this lovely romantic idea where you're like, yeah, I want to get matching tattoos with my girl. And you're like, no. No, babe. I get it. He'd be like, what? But I really want to. However, we got to be careful. Do not get this tattoo because you do not want to get it. You don't. You said you only want to do that if you're married or at least engaged. But the thing is, even if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. Don't do it to make this person happy, because to be honest, not to be dramatic, but this can be seen as a form of control and possession, you know, locking you down, stamping you on, like, you're mine, I'm yours, you know. So if it's not something that is happening really genuinely and really lovely and it's come from the heart and we did it together and we were both excited about it and you're like, yeah, let's do it. If it's like he really wants me to do it and I told him I would now that we're engaged, so I need to go fucking get it. Don't do it. If it's not something you genuinely want to do, you are going to look at that tattoo and you're going to hate it. And they are not easy to get rid of. So yeah, he can't be annoyed at you for that. I'm sorry, it's my fucking body. Like, no, I'll wear a necklace with your initial on it, okay? That's the best you're gonna get. So, yeah, I think definitely don't do it out of pressure, out of guilt, out of feeling like you're supposed to, because he's telling you that's what we do and we're committed to each other. No, you don't have to do that. Only do that if it's something you really genuinely feel, yeah, I would love to do that. That's lovely. I definitely want to do that together. If you don't feel like that, I really wouldn't, to be honest. And yeah, like I said, I personally don't think he has the right to be pissed off about it, to be completely honest. So yeah. I love you so much. Keep your foot firmly on the ground and do not get that toe. All right. I love you so much. Okay, let's do one more since I'm answering these short and sweet. I'm not snappy to the point today. Okay. Hi, Leah. So I've been speaking to this guy on and off for some time now. 6 years. Fucking hell. 6 years. Okay. Wow. He's had a few relationships. I've been single, but he's always come back to me. So last week, he had a pretty hectic week and said we should make plans for this week. He gives me compliments and makes me feel good. However, this week, he's been pretty distant and hasn't replied to any messages. I'm wondering if he's got another partner. He hasn't messaged me since Saturday, so I don't know whether to call it off, as it means I'm back to square one in my dating life. Okay, you are not back to square one in your dating life by calling this off, because let me tell you something. This guy is only holding you back. If you cut this off, you are going forward, babe. Let me promise you that now. 6 years on and off is wild. And the fact that you're saying, like, he always comes back to me, you know, I think we need to flip the way we're seeing this. And rather than like, oh, he's come back to me again, like, he's obsessed with me, like, he literally loves me, like, because trust me, that'd be me as well. I think we need to think about it as like, stop fucking using me. Like, it's not a case of, yeah, they always come back. It's a case of, he's come back to get what he wants because he knows I'm available, because I've been available on and off for 6 years whenever it fucking suits him. And enough is enough. And I think now we say, okay, give it up, you know, let me go. So yeah, my opinion is this guy is only holding you back. You are not going back to square one in your dating life. You are going beaming ahead, leaving this guy in the past where he belongs, because nothing is happening. You know, he's gone distant again. It's like, stop fucking with me. Do you think I'm put on this planet for you when it suits you? Because absolutely I am not. No, the answer is no, I'm not. So let them go. I think, to be honest, I think after 6 years of fucking around on and off, and now you're going distant again, and you're coming to me because you've had a pretty hectic week, I think it's time to give it the block, to be honest. I don't think anything needs to be said to him. I don't think you need to say, like, hey, you know, like, I'm going to block you. I think this has gone on and off for too long. I think just block and just let it go and just move on. Move forward, leave this guy in the past, because it is just long, you know, like, you're coming back again. What do you fucking want, you know? Oh, you've gone distant again. What, you're busy now, you can't, you're not bored anymore, like, what is it, you know? I think we need to really embody a huge level of self-respect and say, no, thank you. Like, enough is enough. You know, you've fucked with me for 6 years. Again, similar to that previous dilemma, you're not going to have access to me anymore. Sorry, babe. You know, that's what I think anyway. Okay. Oh, I love you. And you just deserve better than that. You just do deserve commitment if that's what you want from someone, you know? So, yeah, okay. I love you. All right, guys. Thank you so much for sending in all of your dilemmas. I love chatting with you all today. Please stay for the outro and let's wrap up the episode. Okay, everyone, this is it. This is it now until Christmas is over for another year. Oh, just goes so quickly, doesn't it? Oh, guys, I hope you all have an amazing Christmas. To everybody that celebrates it, I hope you have an amazing festive week this week and an amazing Christmas day, whatever it is that you're getting up to. To anybody that finds this time of year a little bit difficult, I love you. I'm thinking of you. I'm sending you all a massive hug. I wish we could all spend Christmas Day together. Oh my God, how fun would that be? A massive table. We'll hire a chef or five. Cook us all a big fucking roast with collie cheese, stuffing, crispy, crunchy, fluffy on the inside potatoes, giant Yorkie puds, parsnips with honey, carrots with honey. What else are we missing here? The meat. What's your go-to meat on Christmas Day to any of my meat eaters? Because in my house, we do chicken. I honestly think turkey is so bad. I'm not going to lie. And I know everybody has turkey. It's just so dry, you know? But it is tradition. We have chicken and we put gammon in the slow cooker. We cook it in Coke. Is that what? Coca-Cola. I did not need to clarify that. So stupid. All right. Do you know what is one thing about Christmas that is just annoying? Fucking crackers. Do you know how expensive crackers are? I know most people, if you go around your mum's or your dad's or your auntie's or your grandma's or whoever it is for Christmas and they buy the crackers and you've never had to buy the crackers, you may not actually know. They're a fucking rip-off, mate. It is like over a tenner for 8 fucking crackers. You get a shitty hat that breaks every fucking time. It just snaps in half. A stupid joke. A stupid joke. And a little dice. Oh, honestly, it's just a classic though, isn't it? It's just routine in Britain, in the UK. Actually, is Christmas crackers just like a UK thing, or is that like a thing in the world, you know? Oh, I'd love to know what's your Christmas traditions all over the world. I wish I'd asked that. Damn it. Okay. Anyway, I'm so excited for Christmas. I really am. I'm so excited to do my Secret Santa with my fam. I'm so excited for a good old roast. I'm just excited. Me and Jamie do our presents on Christmas Eve, so I'm excited for that. I feel like I got him some good presents, but we didn't want to go mad this year. We thought there's no need, you know? So I have got him some nice presents, so I'm excited. I think he got me a coffee machine, even though I told him not to go mad, and I commit to be making it up. But I'm so good at guessing presents. Believe me, I will guess it. And I said to him, give me a clue. And he said, it's something you'll use every day. I said, I know what it is. He said, what? I said, it's a coffee machine. And he didn't deny or confirm, but I suppose you can't really. And I just know it is, guys. I'll let you know next week. But I just know it. I just know. He's probably thinking, fucking hell, you're going to be very disappointed. But he wouldn't. What do I use every day? My phone. He hasn't got me a bloody new phone. What do I use every single day? Nothing else. I make my coffee every single morning and I use my phone every day. So it has to be a coffee machine. It has to be. Seriously. Oh, I can't wait. I hope it's a good one. Spoiled bitch. It's so funny because he's probably thinking, oh great, she thinks I've got her a fucking £200 coffee machine. No, I don't. This thing, I said to him, we're not getting big presents, so surely you wouldn't have got me that, but I really genuinely can't think of anything else I would use every day. Anyway, a box arrives. It's looking like a coffee machine sized box. I was thinking, get in. So yeah, I keep winding them up saying I can't wait to make my Christmas morning coffee of my new machine. If he hasn't got me one, I'm gonna be like, oh, what the fuck. But I genuinely am so good at guessing presents. I always guess. And also, James is one of the people that, like, I'll just be minding my own business and he'll go, do you want a present? Literally minding my own business. Do you want an early Christmas present? And I just can't say no. I can't say no. We've already done an early present. Literally already done one. Oh, I can't help myself. I've already given all my niece and nephews an early Christmas present. I couldn't deal. I made them all a little cute hamper. This is such a lovely idea, by the way, to anyone that needs a last minute gift idea for young children or anyone that loves sweets or chocolate, right? Primark do these little crates that are tiny. They're probably up the size of like a A5 piece of paper. Such a random way to describe it. And they're like flat packed and you just like fold it open and snap it up. They're £1.50 and they have loads of different colours, right? And then I went to Card Factory and for 99p I got little bags of shredded paper and I got all my niece and nephews. So I got three nephews and one niece, and I got Miley, my niece, a pink one. I got Frankie a yellow one, Louis a blue one, and Reese a blue one, right? And got them all their matching color shredded paper and went to the sweet shop and got them all their favorite things. So Miley is obsessed with bubble gum. She loves bubble gum. So I made her like a huge bubble gum hamper, and it was all like really cool bubble gum sweets in this really cute hamper. This is obviously not their main present, by the way. I had this idea and I just wanted to add it as well. And then Louis, this is really weird, okay? Louis is at that age where they're just obsessed with like bugs and like poo. Like he just finds like farts and poo like so funny. And I went to the sweet shop and I realized it must be a thing amongst kids because they had a whole section of like poo themed sweets. Trust me, I didn't get him like a poo themed hamper, but I put a couple of them in there. It was funny. And then like all his favorite bits. And then Frankie, he loves all sweets, chewy sweets, lollies, like he loves them all. So I did Frankie a big hamper of all his favorite sweets. And then Reese, who's the oldest, he loves chocolate and blue sweets. So I got blue sweets, and then in his I put like loads of Twirls, Buenos, Kinder bars, and just made them all really personal to them. And they loved it because I thought it's such a nice idea. You can build your own, it doesn't cost that much at all, and it's such a nice little second present, or to be honest a first present, because they loved it because it was personal to them. They all had different ones and it was all things that they love, and it's thoughtful. So yeah, I just think that's such a lovely little present idea if anyone wants to make use of that. To be honest, Jamie would love that. Jamie is the sweet king. He loves sweets. It's crazy. I'm not really a sweets girl at all. But anyway, guys, oh, I hope you all have an amazing Christmas. Oh, why does it feel so emotional? Do you know what is going to be weird when we do the episode where it's the last one before next year? And it's like, see you next year. But I will be doing the New Year's special. Obviously, we didn't really do a Christmas special. But to be honest, when I thought about it, everything that I wanted to talk about, I spoke about in the last one. And the answers would all be the same. So I was like, I think we'll be okay without a Christmas special. But the New Year's special, we're all going to talk about our New Year's resolutions, what we learned this year, what we achieved, what we're aiming for next year, what our intentions are next year, what we're focusing on. I'll reflect on my yearly psychic reading that I had. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So that's obviously going to be really, really soon. Oh guys, I hope you all have an amazing Christmas. If you celebrate it. But if not, then just have an amazing week, babe. And I will speak to you all on Tuesday for a brand new episode. I love you so, so, so much. Oh, I can't believe it. Next time I speak to you, Christmas is going to be over. How crazy. That sounds really negative. Okay, it'll be fine. All right, guys, have the best week, and I'll speak to you on Tuesday for a brand new episode. All right, I love you. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage,
Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.